Turn to your neighbor and say, you look great today. Come on, you look great today. We are continuing, and we've been in this study for a while, but it's so rich and deep and stretches us. Understanding the kingdom of God. Knowing that the more we understand the kingdom of God, which was a central teaching to Jesus, the more we understand the kingdom of God, the more we grow in the blessings of God. How many of you are ready to grow in the blessings of God? Come on, according to your faith, be it unto you. We know that's true because Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 and 33, seek first, put as a priority your understanding and the seeking of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what happens? All these things are added to you. I don't know about you, but I'd like all these things. I thought there'd be an amen or two in the house. According to your faith, be it unto you. To see, you've got to receive. Here's the truth that we're studying even today. You've got to receive the word and believe the word in order to grow in the kingdom of God. We're in a very special chapter. Matthew chapter 13, and if you were here for the opening message from Matthew 13, it's a foundational message, and it's very, very, very important, and if you didn't receive it, please go online or get a copy of it, because in the opening parable, and the chapter is a series of parables, in the opening parable, Jesus says, if you understand this parable, it unlocks all of the truth in the chapter. And so we started with the truth of the first story or the first parable. Look it up because it's a very extensive study. But let me do a little synopsis. Maybe you were here. The first parable that is in Matthew 13 is about what? Do you not? If you don't remember, I'll just preach it again. It'll save me a lot of time. Wouldn't that be something if every week I just came and said the same thing? And said, that sounds vaguely familiar. There was a preacher that every week preached the same thing. And the people said, Pastor, when are you going to start preaching something new? He says, when you start doing what I've already preached. Matthew chapter 13 is a beginning story parable. Has some key players in it. It has the sower, right? There's a sower. There is some seed, and there is some soil, right? And the sower is Christ or Jesus. Yeah, I'll put down Christ, but Jesus, yes. The seed is the Word of God, exactly, the Word, which is very important. I'm going to circle that because it's important. And the soil is our soul. Our soul has three elements. Our intellect, the way we think. Our emotions, the way we feel. And our volition, or the way we make choices. And this opening story says, it's important that you understand that there is someone who is sowing. He's sowing the word. And the more you put your faith, here's the big idea, the more you put your faith in the word, the more abundance you will receive. Very important. In fact, the parable has six different responses to the word of God. Remember them? There is the hard soul, who is just hard and sits through and reads and exposed, and God is trying to speak to them all the time, and they're just hard-hearted. There is the shallow soul that comes and receives and with joy, but it doesn't last long because they're shallow, and the birds of the air come and take away the word. There is the soil that is weedy. Remember that? The deep teaching of that weedy? And then, right, then there is the good soil. But there's three different kinds of good soil. There's good soil that produces 30-fold, right? And there's soil that produces 60-fold, and there's soil that produces 100-fold. And all the people that are really desirous to receive 30-fold, where are you? Good. Those of you that want 60-fold, excellent. Those of you that are hungry for 100-fold, that's right. And that's it. Now, here's where it comes. Faith in the Word. And how, okay, just think about a piece of ground. If your soul is like soil and it's there, and say you have a square foot, a square yard, a square mile, doesn't matter the measure you use, how would you get more production, more growth out of the same plot of ground? How would you do that? Till it would be good. Yeah, that would help. But that's not going to do it. Would help. Fertilize it. That would help, but it's not going to do it. Okay, because say I have a square mile and I put one seed in the ground and I till it and I fertilize it. How much increase? Right? Yes, I've got to water it. That's part of fertilizing. Okay. You're missing it. Yeah, exactly. Somebody's got it. It depends on the amount of seed that is sown, right? You can fertilize and till all day, and it's important. But it's about this seed. So here's the truth. The more you understand God's word, the more seed that gets into the soil of your soul, the more production there will be and the greater blessing there will be. And where all those people want blessing again, I'm just looking for you. Not just so you can hoard it up, but so you will be rich on every occasion to be a blessing to others. Now, interesting that the next parable from Matthew 13, where we are, also has, watch the similarities, also has a sower, also has seed, and also has soil. How many would say they sort of go together? Can you see any similarity? Let me try again. They're there. In fact, if you got your study guide, verse 24 says another parable, starting his second story, another parable Jesus told that it was about the kingdom of heaven. Here's what the kingdom of heaven is like, or the kingdom of God is like. The whole chapter is about revealing the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, so that we can grow in it. He said, the kingdom of God is like a man who sowed what kind of seed? Good seed into his field. Now, the parable has two sources that are targeting your soul. Two inputs that are trying to influence your soul. How many of them are there? This is taking this broad categories. A lot of layers, but broadly there's two. There's two inputs, and the two inputs bring two outcomes. Now, this is an important kingdom principle. What you sow, you reap. Or your input is what your outcome is going to be. And if you don't like your outcome, change your input. Make sense? Yeah, that's what Jesus is trying to teach. The seed goes in, which is the word, and it produces an outcome. And the first input that he talks about is a good one, right? We just read about a good seed, right? So there is a good input. And the good input is what? The good seed is what? Exactly. In fact, just if you're taking notes, also note this, that Jesus Christ is also called what? Yeah, that's very important to understand. Because John 1 tells us Jesus is the Word. He is the expression of God, the truth of God. And he not only comes to show us what God is like. He comes to tell us what God is like, and he says it by speaking his word. Here it is. The good soil that God is sowing into is God's word. Verse 37, the one who sowed the good soil is the Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? The Son of Man is, those of you that know, is Jesus. It's a title for the Messiah, if you know the Bible. He says, it's me. He's called the Son of Man. He says, you want to know who's sowing the seed? It's me. The living word of God is sowing. And I'm sowing into the field. And watch verse 38. The field is the church. This is why you need to read along. Like, the field is, what is it? This is so important. Because sometimes you'll go, oh, the kingdom of God is for the church. And it's the church house. And this is where the kingdom of God, the church. No, the kingdom of God is for the church house, but it's also for your house. And it's desperately needed in the White House. It's everywhere. It's where you go to business. The kingdom of God wants to affect business. The kingdom of God wants to influence education. The kingdom of God wants to influence the White House, your house, my house, this house. But what? Because we're here right now. But the kingdom of God is effective and being sowed in the world. And Jesus, how many of you are in the world? Okay, what this means is if you're in the world, just get this. He is speaking to you. Now, you may not be hearing it because you can have a hard soul, a shallow soul, a weedy soul. You may not be hearing it, but I promise you, God is speaking to you through the great gift of his written word, through the person of his living word, which is Jesus, the stories of Jesus. He is speaking to you through your conscience. Romans 1 talks about the conscience that he's put in all men, and he speaks to everyone. The question is, are you hearing him? Because he's trying to influence your soul. He wants to plant his word, and his word does something. It changes the way we think. That's what words do. You think what you think right now because of words that you have received and words you have believed. That's created the framework of your soul. And Jesus, the Lord, is trying to speak into your soul to change the way your mind approaches life. Because he would like to bring you with a good seed to line up with his word and produce 100-fold. So he is just saying, I'm trying to change the way you think. I'm saying words to you right now. And you say words to each other. And when you say words, you're trying to get your thoughts. This is what communication is all about. It's tough, but you're trying to get what's in your head into somebody else's head. How many know that's hard work? How many of you are married? Yeah, but that's what you're trying to do. You're attempting. And that's what the word is all about. It's God trying to get his thoughts into your soul. And if they're good thoughts, they will line up, and God is so smart to give us a written record so that we can't, like, go by our feelings. We don't go by our feelings. We go by the written. And so you've got to understand, are the thoughts I have, are they lining up with the word, God's word, not how I feel, not what I read on the back of some magazine? Does it line up with God's word, and does it produce good? Here's the big good fruit. Right? Jesus uses agriculture. This is good fruit. Good soil produces good fruit. Good soil here produces good fruit, a healthy wheat it produces. And so if you are here for the study, we said some of the fruit that the kingdom of God produces is righteousness and peace and joy. Or from Galatians chapter 5, the manifestation of the kingdom of God, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love. Are you growing in love? Are you growing in joy? I'm just pausing to see if maybe there'd be a smile. Maybe that would just be some indication. Because joy, you can't go through life going, I got so much joy. You just can't do that. And it's one indication of a healthy, growing person towards abundance. You smile more and you laugh. It's spiritual. Jesus said, I'm full of joy. I'm trying to get it into you. You grow in joy. You grow in peace and patience and kindness and goodness and in faithfulness and gentleness and self-discipline. These are the things that are growing that show us that we are connected to the good soil, which is the Word of God. And then there is the bad to the bone. And what is, there's bad seed. There's bad seed that's also part of this story. And what is the bad seed? If the good seed are God's thoughts towards your mind, the bad seed would also be the enemy's thoughts or the enemy's words. And he's working. Here's how Jesus teaches about it. Verse 25. But while men slept, so the good seed is sown, but then there's some sleeping. And don't miss this. I'll just say it parenthetically. Evil grows while good people sleep. Now, I'm not physically sleep, but morally, ethically. They don't understand that there is a battle that's going on for the planet, for the souls of humanity right now, and there is a kingdom of God, but there also is a kingdom of darkness. And if you sleep to that fact, you actually empower the kingdom of darkness. So these people slept, and while they slept, the enemy comes in and sowed weeds or tares, or if you're taking some notes, you just want to write down the word Darnell. That's not a person. We're going to talk about Darnell. Anybody know him? No, Darnell. Darnell, along the way, along with the wheat, and then after he sowed those weedy Darnell seeds, went his way. In fact, when the weeds begin to grow, there's a very important question that's asked, and it still goes on today. What if God is so good and God only does good things, what is the source of evil? Where does evil come from? It's a question we're asking this week. What causes a 17-year-old high school student to go into the school and shoot his classmates? That's evil. We'd all agree with that, right? And where does that come from? Well, Jesus addresses it because he answers this question. The servants come to the master and say, Sir, didn't you sow good seeds into your field? Aren't you good? Isn't God good? Isn't he loving? Isn't he just wonderful? Yes. So if you're so good, where did the weeds come from? And Jesus answers in this parable, the enemy. You have to know, friends, that there's an enemy that's after your soul. He's after the soul of this church. He's after the soul of this community. He's after the soul of this nation. We got to wake up to that fact, because as we sleep, it only increases. So Jesus said, you got to wake up. You got to understand that there was a 17-year-old boy and the seeds were sown into him through culture, society, I would believe even through spiritual influence. But the darkness of evil said to him, here's the thought. It had to hit him. And your soul is also susceptible to the influence of the evil one, the enemy. In fact, he's trying to sow thoughts into you right now. Here's one. Leave your spouse. Somebody's thought it in this room. I know we're not going to see any amens right there, but that's all. Or cheat. Hey, that would be so much fun. Right? All this church stuff. You should just do your own thing. It's so rigid, all this religion. It's just made up. This is stuff he talks about. He puts these thoughts in our mind. And it produces life, but it's a dark life. It's a weed. And here's the Darnell plant, which was common in the Middle East. It looks just like the wheat as it begins in its early stages and it grows up. But as it comes to fruitfulness, as the head of the Darnell plant grows, It's very different than wheat. That's when you can tell the difference. You go, hey, that's Darnell. But now it's right beside the wheat and the weed are next to each other. And the disciples say, okay, if this good and bad is growing up, we don't want bad, right? We don't want those bad people around here. So we would like to be involved. And here's something. I'm going to talk about the two outcomes now. But as I just turn the corner, when we talk about the outcomes, the focus of Jesus' teaching is that you would be looking at your soul, not someone else's soul. That you're not worried about the person beside you going, amen, you really need this. Man, this is for you. Which is a tendency. We want to sort of sort people out. And this teaching is saying, in the kingdom of God, you come to church here, there's going to be some strange people. And some of you are going to be suspicious about them. Darnell. I think you're Darnell. And the Darnell plant becomes bitter. It actually has a bitter taste to it. And it's a little bit poisonous. It doesn't produce any life. It's bad for you. Darnell. And so the disciples that are listening and in the story, they're asking this important question, not only where does evil come from, but what should we do about it? And they ask him this important question. What do you want us to do with them? Verse 28. Do you want us to pull them out? Do you want us to sort them out? And Jesus says, yes, you should sort people. You should sort them out. Well, it's not up there, so you can't even read it. And the answer is? Okay, let's do this. Everyone raise your right hand. Everyone, if you don't do this, we'll be suspicious about you. You could be Darnell. Everyone say, I hereby resign from the sorting committee. I am on the sewing committee. Amen. This is what the teacher said. Hey, this kingdom, and you're going to come in here, and some are going, I think you're in. I think you're doing really well. And some other, we don't know about you. And should you sort about Jesus? No. Because you could affect the good work of God or the wheat as you're messing with the weeds. Let them come up. Let them grow. Let them be fertilized. Because, get this. We don't know at the point that the Darnell realizes, hey, I'm Darnell. And I am tired of it, darn it. Because there's a moment of transformation that's available for every person in this room. We'll get to it. He says, you let people be. Let them continue to hear the word of God and hear the word of God and hear the word of God and hear the word of God. Because someday they may decide not to be hard-hearted. They may soften their heart. They may decide to stop being shallow. They may decide to move away from the weeds and get into the good field and start to produce the life of God. You let that go. And it's important that we realize where we are as we look at our own soul. Where's my soul? Is it producing the fruit of the Spirit? Is it producing the life of God? Not yours. Because the outcomes are eternal. And he talks about them. And this is a pretty sobering passage of Scripture because he says, hey, if you continue to let this bad seed be sowed into your soul and you continue to receive it and believe it, that's where you live. You live a life without God because God is always trying to get you connected to God. And a life without God is a life of hell. Well, that's a heavy word. But doesn't this sound like hell to you? Listen to Jesus. Verse 41. Jesus says that the Son of Man, that's Jesus, that's the Christ, will send out his angels. not you, his angels, and they're going to sort things out. They're the sorting committee. We're not the sorting committee. And they will send out the angels, and they will take the weeds out of the kingdom, everything that causes sin and everyone who does evil. And what will they do? They will throw them into a blazing furnace, and there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. That sounds like hell. Now, this is not a teaching or discussion on hell or the reality of hell, but if you are taking notes, I just jot down this chapter, Luke chapter 16, where Jesus tells a story about a real man who experiences a real death and goes to a real hell. So I don't claim to know everything about hell. I don't claim to know everything about heaven. I just absolutely know I don't want to go to hell. I don't want that. Okay, I see. Okay, that's not what I want. And I would like no one that I love to go either. I want to go to heaven. And I want to take as many people as I can. That's why I'm on the sowing committee, not the sorting committee. In fact, when I'm suspicious of people, I tend to say, I think they're in. I think they're in. I hope they're in. I want to believe the best in people, not the worst in people, because the other outcome is a life with God, and I promise you, a life with God is a life of heaven. He's trying to get his word, his thoughts, he wants you to receive the Christ as your Savior, and then once you receive the Christ, then you can receive all of his revelation. You seek first the King of the kingdom, all of the kingdom opens up. And he says, hey, there's a life with God, and it's heaven, it's gathered to myself. You see verse 30, gather all of the good, the wheat from the good seed, bring it into my barn, come over to my house. Verse 43, which is the ending part of the parable, and the righteousness will shine. That's the good seed. It produces right thought, right living. Righteousness, you will shine like the sun in the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of their Father. And if you've got ears, how many of you have ears? Listen, that's what he's saying. His basic thing is, I want you to receive. I want your soul to receive. And I want your soul to believe. I want your soul to receive as you read in your devotions, in your reading the scriptures, as you think about Jesus, as you listen even on this day that we celebrate the Holy Spirit who's been given to us in the church. The Holy Spirit has a great job amongst us, and it is to show us what Christ is like. And the more we understand Christ, the more we receive his word, the closer we get. And that produces 30, 60, and 100 fold. That is a good input in our life. So Jesus wants us to look at our soul today and say, is my soul lining up with the word? And is there any darnel that's growing? And darnel produces stuff. It's bitter. It's poison. It poisons homes and relationships. It twists thinking. And so we can't tell. We can't tell when you come in here. Y'all look so good. I have a natural gift of encouragement, so I go, man, they all look like they're in. But this is with you. And you're not to look at my soul. You look at your soul. And say, Lord, am I producing the life of the kingdom of God? Am I allowing the good word? Am I hungry to get 100-fold? You got to plant more seed. Am I hungry to receive more from God's word? Am I hungry to understand more of God's word? Am I memorizing scripture? Am I reading? Am I listening? So that I can get as much word into my soul that will transform me and make you more and more and more like the word, which is to be like Christ. And so on this day, we want to open our hearts and say, Lord, do a good work in my soul. And here's the great thing. If you look down and go, darnell, and you still are alive and you're in the world, how many are still in the world, right? You're still here. You're still in the world. You can say, I now choose to receive the living word, which is Christ. That's the starting point, not the ending point. I choose to receive the living word, which is Christ, which we're going to do in a moment. We're going to pray a prayer that says, I receive Christ. And then he begins to speak to you from his word and reveal himself. And you can choose. Say, I'm going to upgrade. I'm going to move out of this negative outcome of my life. And I'm going to move over to a good seed income input so that I get a good outcome. And the outcome we're talking about is not, it's good for this life. I'm going to tell you, I'm enjoying heaven today. A little bit of it anyway. I'm enjoying heaven. Didn't Jesus teach us to pray? Remember the prayer? Your kingdom come on earth in the world, right? How many of you are in the world again? So you can enjoy the kingdom of God today. I'm enjoying love and joy and peace. I get up this morning feeling good. And he wants you to be that. But I'm not just going to enjoy heaven for my lifetime. I am on a long-term success plan. Not just 70, 80, 90 years. I'm going long-term. How about you? And this is the importance. You want a good outcome? Make sure you've got a good input. And the input is learning to put our faith in God's word, so that we will grow in grace and become more and more and more and more and more and more and more like Jesus. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's stand together. Can we do that? I'm going to invite the prayer team to come immediately. Everyone else, just close your eyes and open your hearts for a moment of thinking about your own soul. And we invite the Holy Spirit to come to bring revelation, and the Holy Spirit to come and make Jesus alive in this moment of prayer. And my encouragement, my invitation is for you to receive the living word, which is Christ. The living expression of Jesus, of God, which is Jesus. And we pray a simple prayer. We pray it each week when we come here. We don't want anyone to live far away from God's kingdom. We don't want you in the fields of the weeds. We want to call you into the kingdom of God. And if you're in the kingdom of God, wonderful. But plant more seed. Push in far. There's more. There's so much more. There's so much more. We want to receive that. So we all open our hearts to the person and the presence of Jesus Christ. If you've been far away from God, just decide right now. I'm going to upgrade. I'm going to receive and believe today in Jesus Christ. With that in mind, we lift our voice because God loves to hear our voice. He says, believe these things in your heart, but say them with your mouth. And so we say out loud this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I open my heart to Jesus. I turn away from darkness. I repent of my sins, and you take them away, and I'm very thankful for that. I receive your forgiveness, your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for loving me. No, let's say that like we mean it. Thank you for loving me and never giving up on me. Now help me to follow Jesus. And receive from Jesus and believe in Jesus every day of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. That's a good prayer. Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Now, whatever the Holy Spirit is doing, we want to pray over you. If you're coming for the first time or for the first time in a long time, back to faith. Right? That's what the kingdom of faith in the word brings you into his kingdom. Come and pray with one of our prayer team. But your home, your heart, physically you need prayer, spiritually, maybe provision, whatever need you have, whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, have prayer over that. Because the Bible says when two or three people pray, Jesus shows up in a great way. And I believe that there's a miracle in this place for you. I really believe that. And while prayer is being given and the house of prayer is alive in these moments of Holy Spirit ministry and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are flowing through our prayer team, that's always my prayer, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will flow through them. If you'd like to receive communion, Holy Communion on this day, come to one of the tables at the left and the right-hand side and remember Jesus. Center your thoughts on Christ. The bread reminds us of his broken body. The cup reminds us of the new covenant of grace upon grace upon grace that we receive freely. And literally we're doing something physically that symbolizes this truth. We take the communion and what do? We plant it. We're saying, Jesus, I want you to be planted. And when you're planted, I want you to grow. Because the kingdom of God is not just about this house. It's about your house. It's about the community we're in. And this community needs Christ. This nation, can't you tell it this week especially? This nation needs a Jesus revolution. Like it's like epidemic this year. These school shootings. What is that? That's the growing effect of the bad seeds sowed through culture that are growing up. And what are they producing? Poison. And what's going to counteract that? Jesus filled people with the Word of God who are not on the sorting committee, not going through, I don't think you, I don't. No, you're on the sowing committee. I sow into you and I sow into you and I sow into you and I sow into you. And our schools to be saturated with Jesus-filled, empowered kids who are empowered with the Holy Spirit and they're sowing the seeds of Jesus. And when we go to work, we're sowing the seeds of Jesus. And when we walk the streets, we're, come on, somebody. Okay. I could preach another half. I got a little second wind there. I'm going to pray a blessing. I'm not going to keep preaching. You know, some of you said, oh, thank God. And after the prayer blessing, there's no other benediction. We call you to prayer because Jesus answers prayer. We call you to communion. You can worship with the worship team. Go with the grace of God. If you are a guest here, please, please stop by the room that's especially for you, the VIP room. But we love you. We know that God has begun a good work in you, and we know that he is going to be faithful to complete that work. Oh, one other thing. When I said the announcements, it just hit my head. There's a royal wedding next weekend. It's going to be awesome. It's my youngest daughter. You're all invited. You're welcome to come. And it's going to be 6 o'clock next Sunday, so I just wanted to say that. Okay, let me pray for you. Jesus, you love these people. And wherever they go in this word, you are trying to speak to them. And even in this parable, you say, have you got ears? Oh, it's so important that your ears are receiving from my voice, the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Lord. And so we pray that the word of God would go deep into the soil of your soul and it would produce incredible life. We bless you in the strong, mighty, and majestic name of Jesus. And we bless you in the name of the resurrected Christ. And in Jesus' name, you are very blessed. And everybody says, amen. Let's give the Lord an ovation of praise. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Grace and peace to you all.